gentlemen. It is Friday, September 6, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 60 days until the presidential election. And this is your election headquarters, right here, live, the fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. I have a very light news desk, and in fact, I was on OAN earlier. They canned an interview. I think it airs sometime this evening. And then I was on with the Quartering as well. So we got a bit of a light news desk today, but it's Friday, so I do want to take a lot of calls. We've got some video clips, and we do have some breaking news. And that is the delay of Trump's sentencing, mainly, but the whole case has a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts today. So what does it mean? What does it mean for the election? What does it mean for Donald Trump that they are delaying the sentencing, which was supposed to be on the 18th? Now it won't be until November 26th after the election. So I'll break down the meaning of that for Trump and the election. But there's the moving parts on the other side of that now with Judge Merchan's daughter's company and Mike Nellis getting subpoenaed to show up for a testimony. That could have a major impact on where it goes. And then today, you had Elise Stefanik, who has filed a judicial ethics complaint, citing that the Democrats are financially involved in the Merchan family and that it's clearly a conflict of interest, and that the New York State Commission needs to do its job and say this is a blatant ethics violation. And really, the judge needs to be thrown off the bench and disbarred for not recusing himself. But this is the Democrat Party. These are criminals and thieves, and they're used to getting away with all of their crimes and Republicans doing nothing about it. So, I mean, this is something about it. Is it enough? I don't know. Well, is it enough to make the Democrat? I guess the real question is it enough to make the Democrats step off a little bit? Now, is that why they delayed the sentencing? I don't think so. I think there's a different reason why they delayed the sentencing, and I'll explain that later. Kamala Harris. Oh, by the way, Trump did a press conference today with his lawyer. We'll play some of that. It went for, I think, at least an hour. I was watching the live stream, but I think it kicked into a replay. I was like, is this going on for 3 hours? But then I realized, I think it was a replay. But he did a press conference. He took all the questions. And of course, he took an opportunity to call out Kamala Harris. She would never do this. Oh, remember Aaron Rupar? Trump doesn't do any campaign events. He has nothing on his schedule this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a huge podcast. And then he did a 2-hour town hall. And then he did the press conference today. I'm missing one. Here's another one he did, too. Oh, Trump does nothing. He doesn't campaign. What does Kamala Harris do? And then you had this Kamala Harris spokesperson go on Fox News, and Dana Perino called him out. Could have gone harder, but called him out. He's like, Kamala is doing so much. She's doing so many interviews. And Dana's like, what? What are you talking about? So we'll have these clips for you coming up, as well as a statement from Trump's lawyer. But, you know, Kamala, if you go back and you rewind the calendars a year ago, do you remember the Democrats were actually calling for Biden to run for president and dump Kamala Harris because she was so unpopular? But she, now, today, though, she's brat. Yes, queen. Slay queen Kamala.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
November 5th, 2024. 59 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting. The election that could determine whether America lasts, whether we get a constitutional republic into the future or we get a democratic tyranny. Whether we get a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, basic freedoms, common sense, or liberal Democrats coming to the classroom to pull your kid out and chop him up, raising your taxes. The final countdown. We are in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the big days that we were going to be having in this September before the election has now been delayed, and that is the Trump sentencing. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and you've got the one angle of the judge with his family taking millions of dollars from the Democrats. That's actually gaining more momentum and more evidence, and one of the founders of Authentic Campaigns has been subpoenaed. And when Congress gets back in session, he's going to have to show up for testimony. And he's not going to answer any questions. He'll be coached probably on how not to perjure himself. But what's going to be important is the Republicans laying out the evidence of how the judge's daughter, her company, Authentic Campaigns, Judge Merchan, who might be the judge that throws Trump in prison now in November, that there's clearly a conflict of interest, the family making millions of dollars. This is dirty politics. This is political corruption. This is political persecution. And that's going to be the important angle to this. So it's almost like it doesn't even matter. It could be an empty chair. It could be a plastic dummy. It's going to be about showing the money that this judge's family is receiving, whose decision could put Trump in jail. So what does the delay mean? And then what does it mean now that there's other legal action going on to expose the conflict of interest? And what's amazing about the whole Trump phenomenon politically, and this is where you see the left in total denial, and this is why Trump is so popular. As Trump gets involved in 2015 and announces his run, and then wins, and then becomes president, and then has the election stolen, and now has all the political persecution, the observant American who's just watching all of this, knows the country is corrupt, but maybe doesn't like Republicans or Democrats, doesn't like the media, thinks it's all corrupt, is right. And then here comes Trump, and it's, oh, look at how they lie. Look at how they steal. Look at how they cheat. Just exposing all the different layers of political corruption. Look how they stand down Secret Service so he gets shot. And now it's, oh, the political persecution. Look at this judge whose family is making millions of dollars from Democrats, and now he's going to be the judge on Trump's trial that could put Trump in jail. I mean, it's cut and dry political corruption right there in front of your face. And if you want to deny it, if you want to pretend it doesn't exist, you got your own mental problems. You've got the disease, the mental illness known as liberalism. Most Americans can see this now. And it's showing how corrupt things are. It's showing how the corruption works that we've always known is there. Now we're just seeing it laid out in practice for all to see. So why? Why? And we'll go to Trump's lawyer, and maybe we'll go to some of the press conference that Trump had today, too. Why delay the case now? Is it because all of a sudden this judge has found an ethical bone in his body, and because there's now the other litigation and the hearings that are going on, and finally some pushback from the Republicans? I mean, it's like a little, like a little limp-wristed Mike Johnson push, It's not like a full-forced Hulk Hogan push, but, oh, wow, you might, politics is a contact sport. Oh, look, you just had a limp-wristed, But hey, it's better than nothing. Has the judge found an ethical bone in his body? And he says, well, there's some other stuff on the other side, so I need to delay this sentencing. No. I don't believe that to be the case. What I think is going on, everything they do is measured, folks. Everything they do is measured. So they're measuring, okay, if we put Trump in jail, what does that do for Donald Trump? The polls, the election, does that help us? Does that hurt us? They're measuring all these things out. They don't care. Oh, the judge family taking millions of dollars, the litigation, the hearings, they don't give a damn about that. They probably assume it won't have any impact. So they probably realized if we put Trump in jail before the election, that makes him more electable. That will only help his numbers, help his fundraising. And I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe even they think Trump could win New York if this happens. So they did the metrics and they said it will hurt us to put Trump in jail. It will hurt us. Yeah, we'd like him off the campaign trail, and yeah, we'd like the image of him getting cuffed, and yeah, we'd like the headlines of Trump in prison and all that stuff, and that's kind of good, but it would actually hurt us more leading up to the election if we put him in jail. And let's not forget, with the great work of Steven Crowder, they just came out with the oversight of the Southern District of New York, and the guy says it's the most corrupt thing he's ever seen. It's total political persecution. It's total trash. They're lying. They're making things up. It's all illegal. Did that have anything to do with it? I still doubt it. I still don't think they care about that, but yet it does impact this case for the court of public opinion, not the corrupt judge. Okay, so they delay it, and they figure it would hurt them more with Trump in jail than getting him off the campaign trail and having the headlines and everything else. So now the sentencing is in November. Well, now this, I think, reveals their next great strategy. They've already built up the narrative. It's Russian interference again. It's Russian meddling. It's Russian influence. So if Trump wins, that's Russia. And so they won't certify. And you've had multiple Democrats go on television and say they will not certify Trump's victory. Now, these Democrats really have no say over it because it's done at a state level. But they could try to have what Mike Pence should have done on January 6th and say, hey, we need to review some things before we can certify. But they've gone on TV and they have said they will not certify Trump's election. So they've got the Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0 that they dropped yesterday. And now over here, They're going to say, okay, well, we're going to sentence Trump after the election. So I think the plan is obvious. If Trump wins, maybe they're expecting Trump to win. So, but in the case that Trump wins, they will bring back the Russian conspiracy hoax. They'll have some other stuff ready to go for that. Guarantee it. Within a week, definitely in November, but probably within a week, maybe even days, maybe even hours after Trump wins, they'll drop some new stuff on this Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0. You know, maybe they'll blame Tucker Carlson or RFK Jr. or, you know, somebody else, or it was all Russia. Just total garbage. So they'll have that. And then they'll have Trump getting sentenced to jail. And they'll come out and they'll say, we can't certify. We cannot certify this election because Donald Trump is a felon. It was a Russian influence campaign that got him in the White House. Plus, he's in jail. So we cannot certify Donald Trump. So I think that's their plan now. They've probably done the same measurements as everybody else. And they know Trump is set to win. And I've done the breakdown every day here on the show of what states Trump can win, what states Trump can't win because of all the voter fraud that's going to happen. Trump does have a path to victory right now. The biggest battle is actually in Arizona now, where the Democrats are fighting to keep illegal voters on the rolls. That's the big fight going on. The Republicans just had a big victory in Nevada where they purged all the illegal voters from the rolls. The Republicans are trying to do the same thing in Arizona, and the Democrats are suing to stop it. But Trump doesn't have to win Arizona. He can win with Nevada. So they've probably seen all this, and now they're prepping for a Trump victory. They'll refuse to certify. They'll say it's Russian collusion, Russian interference, Russian influence. And then they'll say, oh, now he's in jail and he's a felon. We can't certify. And they don't care. They just tossed Joe Biden aside. They just ran a coup on Joe Biden and gave you Kamala Harris. They don't give a damn. So I think that's the direction that we're headed now with this news today. Now, the whole case is garbage anyway. So now the variable here are the new tactics that the Republicans are engaging in, exposing the corruption of the Merchant family taking millions of dollars from Democrats with authentic campaigns. That's going to be a hearing when Congress is back in session. And now Elise Stefanik files today. She says, today I filed a new judicial ethics complaint with the New York State Commission because new evidence on Kamala Harris's most recent FEC filing shows she hired and paid acting Justice Juan Merchan's adult daughter's company. This is a clear violation of the New York State Judicial Code of Conduct, which dictates that a judge must recuse from a case where a relative up to and including the sixth degree has a financial interest in the outcome of the case. Of course, this is one degree. It's his daughter. So she filed this today with the New York State Commission on Judicial Contact. Again, it's open and shut. Just like the statute of limitations are open and shut. Just like the presidential immunity is open and shut. These Democrats do not care. And these criminals have been able to get away with it for so long that they just assume nothing is going to happen to them. And maybe they're right. I don't know. Now, she filed her whole complaint, and I've got it right here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's open and shut. The judge clearly should have recused himself. It's already on the books when it comes to the judicial code of conduct. He's in the recusal zone. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. It's black and white. He's in the recusal zone. He refused to recuse himself. And his daughter is making millions of dollars from these Democrats, including Kamala Harris. So they can't even say, oh, well, it's a Democrat campaign in New York. It's a state legislator. It's a congressional. It's a House seat. No, it's Kamala frickin' Harris. Now, Loomer has these documents. Kamala Harris is sending checks to the personal home residence of Judge Merchan's daughter's business partner. That's Mike Nellis. He's going to be testifying in front of a House committee when the Congress goes back in session. Personal address. The Kamala Harris campaign paying Judge Merchan's daughter's company. How are they going to weasel their way around this? So again, all the cases against Donald Trump are completely bogus. They are either bogus on their face, statute of limitations run out. Oh, it's FEC. Oh, it's not FEC. Presidential immunity, you name it. There are technicalities on which all of these cases are illegitimate. But it doesn't matter. We're dealing with criminals. The Democrat Party is the largest criminal organization in the history of this country. And it's not just Democrats in Congress. It's not just Democrats in the White House. It's Democrat prosecutors and judges and all the way down to their campaigns and the campaign. I mean, you can go back and look at what they used to do. I forget the name of the group. I believe it was David Brock's group. He disappeared, I guess, with the Clintons. But they would have offices, and they would all be in the same building, and they'd have like 8 different companies. And so they'd take a big check for a political donation, and then they'd say, okay, we're going to send this much money over to this company, and then that company takes 10%. And then they send the other amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. And then they send another amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. I mean, it's just every aspect of the Democrat Party is just thievery. So here's Trump's lawyer. Again, Trump did a press conference today addressing all of this. He took questions from the press, by the way. So here's Trump's lawyers talking about the illegitimacy of this case that they're trying to put Trump in prison for, and that they're trying to stop Trump from running for president for, trying to stop you from voting for him. Here's Trump's lawyer earlier today, clip 12.
Good morning, y'all. My name is Will Scharf. I'm one of President Trump's attorneys. Today we presented oral argument before the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in one of 2 cases brought against President Trump by E. Jean Carroll. Now, it's really important to remember that E. Jean Carroll's story at its heart is an utterly implausible he said, she said story. There is no corroboration for anything she has ever claimed about President Trump. There are no corroborating witnesses, as President Trump alluded to. There is not confirmatory DNA. No police report was filed at the time of this alleged incident. She was unable to identify when this incident occurred until quite recently. No surveillance evidence or witnesses have ever been found or come forward confirming any aspect of E. Jean Carroll's story. In light of that, in light of the utter implausibility of the story that E. Jean Carroll was attempting to sell to the jury in this case, her attorneys introduced evidence that should have never seen the inside of a courtroom. Utterly insane efforts to introduce propensity witnesses, Jessica Leeds and Natasha Stoyanov, most notably, in an unfair and improper effort to buttress E. Jean Carroll's failed attempt to assault President Trump. Jessica Leeds' story is instructive here. This is a woman who claims that in the middle of a crowded airliner in 1979, President Trump assaulted her. Leeds has never been able to identify where this plane departed from, where it went to, the date of the flight in question, making our efforts to disprove her testimony extremely difficult. Under the federal rules of evidence, This story should have never been allowed to be presented to the jury in this case. The same is true of Natasha Stoyanov's story, which again lacks any indicia of reliability, any sort of credibility, any sort of confirmatory testimony from other witnesses or anything else that would make you believe that this actually happened. So on the one hand, you have a judge who allowed in this improper propensity evidence that should not have been allowed in. In our view, that polluted the jury's deliberations in this case, that presented a story to the jury of a series of a pattern of conduct that the jury should not have been considering. And we think that absent that propensity evidence, no fair jury could have reached the verdict that was reached in this case. And as a result, we believe that this verdict needs to be overturned. But there's more than that. In addition to this improper propensity evidence, President Trump and his trial team were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll and other witnesses on crucial issues in particular relating to political coordination and the political motivation behind this entire lawsuit. This is a lawsuit that was instigated in large part by George Conway, a longtime political foe and adversary of President Trump. This is a lawsuit that was funded by Reid Hoffman, a key political ally of the Biden-Harris administration and a major Democrat donor. We were limited in the evidence we were allowed to present at trial about these crucial facts. We were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll on aspects of that dynamic that underlies this entire lawsuit. And that, too, unfairly corrupted the jury's deliberations in this case and requires reversal of the jury verdict. I think this political coordination point is particularly important, though. It's important to emphasize, because what we have seen in the last few years is a weaponization by the Biden administration and by their political allies of our legal system and of our courts to unlawfully, unconstitutionally interfere with President Trump's core First Amendment right to run for president. That is a right guaranteed to him by the Constitution. That is the right that his political opponents are attempting to strip away from him. We have seen this in case after case after case, where unfair political motives have underlay what should be serious legal proceedings. And I think when you look at this situation in toto, when you look at what the left, when you look at what the Biden-Harris administration is attempting to do to President Trump, this is insane. This is an absolute abuse of our legal system. It's an absolute abuse of the rule of law. It should be deeply offensive, not just to political supporters of President Trump, but to each and every American. With respect to today's appeal, we are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what's at stake here. We are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what occurred during this trial, which was an improper use of evidence to buttress E. Jean Carroll's entirely meritless claims on the one hand, and an improper exclusion of evidence that would have informed the jury about the true motivation behind this lawsuit and that we believe would have resulted in a very different verdict. Thank you.
You know, it all sounds so familiar, how they rigged the cases and they have their activists, judges on the trial. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, we may hear more from Trump before the end of the show, but it's an open and shut case. This thing should be shut down and the judge should recuse themselves based off of basic technicalities.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and COVIDites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take COVIDite. COVIDite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get COVIDite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking COVIDites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes COVIDite, you just need COVIDite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, has vitamin D, everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030, it's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Now remember, E. Jean Carroll went on CNN and said this to Anderson Cooper. Clip 11.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. Mm.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Do you think she went under the desk and gave him the old Kamala after that? This is not an irrelevant clip. Now, this woman is clearly deranged. And it's so hard to keep track of all these deranged lunatics that they have involved in this persecution of Donald Trump. But guys, this is the rat woman that lives in the woods, right? That paints the trees? Yeah. Again, I'm not... You can live wherever you want. You can live however you want. This woman is a rat woman that wears wigs in her spare time. Literally, she calls her house the Mouse House. She lives in the woods and she paints trees and she dyes her dog's hair. Okay? This is a deranged woman. This is who they find. Does that seem like the type of woman that Trump is interested in, by the way? And apparently, even if you try to take anything at face value, so they're on a crowded plane and this woman, or I guess Donald Trump makes a pass at this woman and they just make out on the plane. And that's the rape. But then Cooper asking the question like, well, were you raped? She says, no. But actually notice what she actually says here. So again, this is the woman whose case that they're trying to put Trump in jail for. Again, play the top of this clip and listen to what she says again.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished.
All right, right there. So you don't feel like a victim. I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Sounds like she was the one that wanted this. She wanted to get thrown on the ground and ravished? I mean, it sounds like to me, that's what she's saying. She's upset she was not thrown on the ground and ravished. And then she later goes on to say that rape is sexy. And there's the fantasies. So if you're trying to make sense of this, so they're on a crowded plane, and Donald Trump makes a move on E. Jean Carroll. Sounds like she has fantasies about rape, thinks it's sexy, wants to get thrown on the ground and ravished, but it doesn't happen, and so now it's rape. And this all happens on a crowded plane in front of everybody. And nobody remembers it. Or where the plane was taking off from or landing. Real believable stuff. From a woman who lives in the woods with painted trees and a wig and says she lives in the rat house. And says rape is sexy. And the fantasies. And says, no, I'm not a victim. I wasn't thrown on the ground and ravished. Ravished. And this is the woman whose case they're trying to use to put Trump in jail. Real legitimate stuff. Totally normal stuff. Now, Kamala Harris, and we've got more just showing how unpopular she is. She's not doing press conferences. No. She's not doing press conferences. She's really not even doing interviews. She did the one canned interview with CNN that was 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes, and she had to have Tim Walz there with her as a buffer. And they're not talking about her campaign events anymore. They're not talking about her rallies anymore because nobody's showing up. They're not getting the crowds. She's now wearing headphones and pretending to be on a phone call when she's on the tarmac, when you know, usually the vice president and the president will give the media a minute or two when they're leaving the White House or getting on the plane or whatever. Not this White House. Nope. They don't go for a single minute. So they have spokespeople, though. They have spokesmen, they have spokeswomen, and they go on TV and they try to do Kamala Harris's job for her. Because she can't do public speaking. She can't do interviews. She can't go on TV. She's too big of a... She's a liability. So they send the spokespeople out. You know, normally if you're running for president, you want to be on TV. You want to lead from the front. You want to be the face of the campaign. Not Kamala Harris. They want her hiding. They don't want people to see or hear from her. So they send the spokespeople out. So listen to this ridiculous spokesman on Fox News. Even the host, and Fox News hosts don't really push back too often, even Dana Perino had to push back and laugh at how ridiculous what this guy was saying about the Kamala Harris campaign was in clip number 6.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A with anybody except for in debate prep?
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview on CNN that aired
one interview in 47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's done about 90 interviews this year as the vice president, and people maybe weren't paying attention or listening.
What interview?
She's taken questions from reporters on the campaign trail so far in this campaign, people who are covering her every single day.
No,
she's
going
to do more interviews and talk to the press more and take more reporter questions. Of course she's going to do that over the course of this campaign.
I mean, everything he says there is a lie. Should we break down each little lie? Let's go ahead. Let's go break down each lie in a 30-second clip. This guy manages, you know, that's the challenge for Democrats. In 30 seconds, how many lies can we tell? This guy tells like 5 lies. Let's start it again. Go ahead.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A?
The whole context of this is a lie. They say Donald Trump doesn't want to debate. Donald Trump is backing out of the debates. Kamala Harris was supposed to do a debate on Fox News this week. She chickened out. She backed out. Donald Trump agreed to 3 debates. First 3 with Biden, and he dropped out. And now 3 with Harris. She only wants to do 1. So them saying Trump's scared to debate. So even that's a lie. So even the context here starts out with a lie. So Kamala will only do 1 debate. All right, go ahead.
Hey, with anybody except for in debate prep.
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview CNN.
A long interview. A long interview? It was 18 minutes, and she had Tim Walz there. A long interview. Trump did a longer press conference today. Off the cuff. Just announced it this morning and just did it. Go ahead.
One interview in 47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's
Just now paying attention to her? Just now paying attention to her? What are you talking about? People have been paying attention to her. They've been calling her out for the border czar and the border issues. We've been putting compilations together of her word salads, her obsession with electric buses and Venn diagrams, her cackling. Oh, but we're just now paying attention. Oh, okay.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on air 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only 2 companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing. But he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. it's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Joe Biden has been, I guess, not officially on the campaign trail. He's been doing, technically, these are White House events. But he has been doing some public speaking last couple of days, and it's pretty much what you would expect. And we've got we have one interesting clip that we're already planning on playing. There's another interesting clip going around now. I mean, Biden is cooked. This guy is just, he is gone. But in a strange way, the fact that his brain is totally broken and they put him up there with Alzheimer's or whatever the hell is wrong with him, he's like kind of telling the truth about some things, like letting the cat out of the bag. So I don't know if Biden's going to be doing much more public speaking after the last 2 days and the things he said. So we got that coming up. We also have Trump live right now speaking to the police in New York. You know, Trump should get as close to the police in New York as he possibly can. If that judge does sentence him to jail, the police could basically just say, we're not taking him, we're not cuffing him. The warden of the jail could say, nope, I don't want him. So, you know, probably a smart move. We'll go live to Donald Trump here in a second as well. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and support yourself. Support yourself with supplements and vitamins and minerals that are good for you and keep you healthy. And, you know, it's a shame, and this is one of the things that RFK Jr. campaigns on, and we're going to be talking about this later on in the third hour with some of the health topics. But it's a shame how unhealthy Americans' diets are. And it's hard. I get it. Especially if you're busy, to have a diet that gives you all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you need, it's tough. But the good news is, because of the science of supplements, you can still get that even though you're not getting it from what you're eating. And so that's the point of supplements. That's the point. That's why people sell health supplements. That's why we sell health supplements. So we just see an issue. Like, they put fluoride in the water. The government actually admitted last month that it's poison, causing lower IQs. So we say, okay, well, what counters the fluoride? Well, that's iodine. Not only does it counter the fluoride, it's also something most people are deficient in iodine. causes all kinds of health problems. So we just go out, find the highest quality iodine, and sell it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the formula. You get a great product, and then you support us, and you keep this show on the air. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3. Now, these things sell out quite frequently. It's hard to source this stuff. The iodine is so pure, it's hard to source this stuff, but you can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing else like it on the market. Nothing else like it. We've got Bodies 25% off right now, the ultimate turmeric formula for whole body support. We have Nitric Boost 40% off right now for cardiovascular health, for circulation, for blood flow, for blood health. That's 40% off. So these are things you need. These are things that will make you healthier. These are things that are just make you feel better, feel healthier, not as sluggish throughout the day. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, the ultimate nootropic. I take it every day before a three-hour broadcast for mental energy, mental clarity. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how you support the crew. That's how you keep these shows on the air. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Trump Live right now. Let's go to Trump Live. Oh, remember? Aaron Rupar said he doesn't have any events this week. There's no events for Donald Trump this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a two-hour town hall. He did a podcast. He did a press conference today. He's doing another speaking event now, right now. But, oh, there's no events. What events does Kamala Harris have? Frickin' liars. Here we go. Donald Trump speaking to the police in New York. Go ahead.
Thank RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, who used to be, as you know, the Republican Party chairman of the state. And we won the state so beautifully and, frankly, so easily. And he was very much into securing the vote. That's why he's the head of the whole. Look, if we can keep the cheating down to a minimum, because these people cheat. They cheat like hell. If we can keep it down to a minimum, we win easily. If we had, let's say, a beautiful vote counter, an honest person comes down from on high to count the votes, we win. I could stop campaigning. I could tell Michael and Laura I don't have to come anywhere anymore. I'm just going to relax but we have to win, you know. Too big to rig is the statement we use. But Michael and Laura, who's the co-chair, have been working really hard. So thank you, Laura, very much. We appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. As we gather today, American cities, suburbs, and towns are totally under siege. Kamala Harris and the communist left have unleashed a brutal plague of bloodshed, crime, chaos, misery, and death upon our land. Other than that, they're doing actually quite well. Thank you. Just yesterday, three police officers were shot in Milwaukee, very tragically. 31 people were shot and 5 were killed in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. Can you imagine that? It's worse than in Afghanistan. We hear about Afghanistan and all these places. They don't compare with numbers like this. Baltimore is now facing the single most deadly drug crisis of any city in American history. And the number of homeless people on the streets of New York has just reached a 20-year high, and it's going a lot higher than that. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. You know, you can't, according to the, look at all that fake news back there, but you can't. They don't like illegal migrant. They don't like illegal alien. They don't like anything. They want you to call them citizens, future citizens. You ever hear that one? Future citizens of our country. That's what they want to hear, but I don't think this room's inclined to do that. In city after city, the law-abiding citizen is forced to live in fear and danger and in filth. Mothers can't take their kids to the park. Graffiti is everywhere. The innocent are victimized in random attacks. Very brutal attacks and slayings are absolutely commonplace. Mobs of criminals walk into stores and clean out thousands of dollars in merchandise with absolutely no fear of punishment, because you're not allowed to do your jobs. You can't even go to a pharmacy without everything being locked behind glass. The new thing in New York, you go to a pharmacy to buy aspirin, to buy a toothbrush, and it takes you 45 minutes to get a clerk to open up the glass, because people are walking in just taking as much as they want. I don't know if you know that in San Francisco, which this woman, our opponent, I would say our opponent. I think we can. Anybody in favor of her in this room, by the way? Let me just. Okay, then I can safely say our opponent. But she. She destroyed San Francisco, but she came up with a great idea. You can steal as much as you want, up to $950, and nothing happens to you. After that, nothing happens to you also, if you want to really. When you think of it, really nothing happens to you, no matter what the hell you do. Unless you happen to be running for office and you accuse the election of being fraudulent, then a lot of things happen. Okay, but other than that, nothing happens. Think of that, 950. So guys are walking in with calculators. You have criminals walking in, they're adding it up because they know if they stay below 950, can you believe it? 950 is like a lot of money, isn't it? Under the Harris regime, 99% of law-abiding citizens suffer while criminals run free, and our country is plagued into literally third-world conditions. In many ways, we're a third-world country, but we're going to clean that up real fast. I'm here today to declare that we do not have to live this way. And when I'm president of the United States, we are not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Trump speaking live
and
to the police in New York.
No country can sustain what we're going through with 21 million people allowed to come in from places that we don't want to talk about, but we will. Since Kamala Harris took office, she has presided over a 43% increase in violent crime, including a 58% increase in rape and an 89% increase in aggravated assault. And under Comrade Kamala, assaults on police officers are up a minimum of 32%, and many of them are not reported. And if they are reported, they're not taken down. And shootings of our police officers are up by over 16%. The day I take office is the day that Kamala's crime wave comes to an end. It's a crime wave in our country. We've never seen anything like it.
All right.
And frankly, you know, we talk about all of the.
Against the break here, we'll continue. Live coverage of Trump, and we got some Biden clips you're not going to want to miss.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.